Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, ready, y'all?
Ready.
Ready.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. We made it.
It's Monday after the Grammys.
After the rainstorm.
We have a torrential rainstorm in Los Angeles right now.
I'm not going to lie.
In Southern California.
I'm not going to lie. I do feel as Californians, we are not equipped for these things because last night, first of all, Sunny is so constipated. She hasn't gone poo. She will not go in the rain.
Oh.
She's barely peeing, which is like.
We have the same issue.
I'm so sad. I'm like, I just feel like it's a UTI waiting to happen. But we had leaves covering like our drains in the backyard. And so it like. It almost flooded our inside our house because it was getting so backed up. I was like, we got to move this. But I didn't realize the leaves were blocking all the drains.
How would you know?
I don't know. So Robbie came in swiftly with the broom and we're good to go.
I feel like a lot of people give us a hard time when we get bad weather. But the thing is that it's not that the rain is horrible. I mean, it's not like, oh, we can't handle rain. It's that our infrastructure is not built to handle this amount of rain. So it's more like our roads get flooded. It's not safe in that regard. It's hard to drive. Like, it's not really, oh, we're scared of the rain. We can't handle a little drizzle here and there. It's just, we're not built for it.
Yeah, correct.
We're like, it's like a bodybuilder
eating a sour gummy. Was that what you were going for?
No.
Let's see what she was going for.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking, but that threw me. It's like someone who's never trained for a bodybuilding competition going into a bodybuilding competition.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not ready for it.
Right.
They have the tools, but they're not ready for it.
Right. It's like giving birth without pelvic floor physical therapy.
Well, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But you should, actually. It'd probably be better.
That's what they say. They're like, giving birth is like running a marathon. Would you ever run a marathon without training? And I was like, no. And they're like, that's what happens. Like, women go into birth without, you know, doing all these, like getting your body ready. Again, I have no idea how that works, but one day I will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll never forget that analogy.
I think that it's different for everybody, but I imagine if I'm like vomiting and nauseous the whole pregnancy, I'm not worried about doing pelvic floor exercises personally.
I don't know when it comes into play. I think it's like more towards the end of your pregnancy.
I especially am not going to want to do anything at that point.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're prepping. You're prepped. Like, you've done it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No one's more ready for pregnancy than Tanya.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, so the Grammys were last night. So many thoughts. First of all, I thought it to be a very entertaining show.
I think that's the general consensus, and I agree.
I was so pleasantly surprised. Like, I was weirdly giddy about the Grammys.
I don't care, ever.
I used to care so much, and then I feel like there was, like, an ebb in the Grammys where it just kind of, like, and then that last night, I was, like, giddy to watch them again.
I was very excited to watch them. I haven't actually sat down and watched them. I always just see the highlights and, like, what people are talking about. And I sat and watched the whole show. And my only thing is it could be a little shorter, personally. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree. 1 hour shorter.
I agree. Like, coming from you, that's a statement.
Yeah. CBS, let's get it together in 2.5 hours.
But what is it? I think it's like they could limit the performances. Because I think it's... I like to see the awards because I think people deserve to have that credit and it be shown.
Yeah. But I think some of the performances could have been a little... scaled back.
I appreciate that they let people talk. You know, that was one of the main complaints about the Emmys was that people talked for 30 seconds and then they were getting yelled at. Where this, they actually let people talk.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that.
I don't feel like anybody got cut off.
No, it didn't seem like it. But also the in memoriam in the middle, I think that was about a half an hour.
That was a long one. And I respect.
I mean, some of it was really good. The Tina Turner stuff was really good. It was just a long time.
Long time.
I could have gotten
rid of Love Island UK in the middle. I was like, I gotta see what's going on over here with my...
Very disrespectful.
Over the pond.
Yeah. I checked out for that, but I was very into the Tina Turner tribute. I loved that.
I did like that too.
That was my only thing. But who were your favorite? Where do we start?
Wait, first of all, I just want to say that their presenters, they had the icons out. And to me, they've never had presenters like they did last night, bringing out Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Christina Aguilera, like Lionel Richie. They had the legends up there in the music space. And I loved that.
I did too, because I felt the red carpet was lacking.
Yeah.
The star power.
Like, I was like, where are the people?
It was like influencers and people that I was like, where's the music industry at? Yeah, where are they? I was like really excited once the show started that it was the heavy hitters that presented. And did y'all feel like Trevor Noah was stalling at the beginning when he was going table to table and they were waiting for Taylor Swift to walk in?
Yes, because he had a whole joke about her in his monologue.
That's what
he's
saying.
Like, she ain't here. This is going to fall flat.
So he was just kind of like, I feel like riffing.
Vamping. I did like the way they set up the tables this year. I thought that was like a cool, different touch. It felt more intimate and fun.
Mm-hmm. And I thought Trevor was great.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen any real complaints about Trevor Noah. And usually everyone's complaining about the host for some reason.
I saw like actually a really interesting meme that said, this is how you do it. You can still have a funny monologue without treating people like garbage.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, he had jokes in there, but they weren't to hurt anyone's feelings.
They were funny too.
Taylor seemed to enjoy his jokes.
Yeah, they were pretty funny. I giggled a little. I mean, it could have been a little funnier, but.
You smiled a few times.
I giggled a little bit, yeah. The Terry Crews one got me.
So it starts out, and did Miley win the first award?
Yeah, she did.
That was really cool.
It was. I didn't realize she never won a Grammy.
I didn't either.
Go girl.
Go girl.
She, to me, looked and felt just like she was the vibe of the Grammys. Having fun, looking good.
I really like Miley Cyrus, and I was very happy for her. But Flowers was not record of the year. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, Barbie was.
It should
What
have
was
been.
I made for?
No, that was Song of the Year.
So sorry. What was record of the year?
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
And I'm saying that was wrong.
That is inaccurate.
Who do you think won?
Who do you think should have won? Either What Was I Made For or Vampire or even Kill Bill were bigger than Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
I think Dua Lipa, the Barbie song, should have won something.
Was that up for record of the year? I don't think it was.
That was a scam.
I felt so happy for Miley. I loved every look she had, but I didn't love her hair. But I know that was fun. Like, it was like
part of the vibe.
Yeah,
it was like gladiator vibes.
And not to just talk, I know it's like we don't talk about women's bodies, but she looks so incredible. I was like, her body is so strong.
Yeah. She always looks good, though.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I love that she was like, why are y'all acting like y'all don't know the song?
Yeah. Her performance felt live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's chit-chatting. She's like saying, I just want a Grammy.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it.
It felt very fun.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. And then the pan to Taylor Swift and Kelsea Ballerini. I was like, oh. It was iconic.
I was a little surprised Kelsey didn't win anything. Was she only nominated for country song?
I think so. Yeah, I was surprised she didn't win that either. But Lainey Wilson
had a huge year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. When are we going to get to Taylor Swift?
I mean, I guess now. Now's the
joke
time.
Is on us.
You.
Oh, you
I haven't. I mean, I thought, but I wasn't doing all the like speculating like numbers like the Hey Babes that you were throwing out.
Oh my, all day. I'm like, we're getting Reputation tonight. I'm so excited. Reputation is actually Robbie's favorite Taylor album. So I was like really excited about it. And I was like showing him the black and white photo, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, Reputation is not black and white. Like the whole day was questioning me. And I'm like, okay. So I kept throwing all the facts out. I'm like, today is 2/4/24/66. It's the 66th Grammys. The Reputation is the sixth album. Like,
wait, what's 2/4?
The date yesterday. The Grammys were on 2/4. February 4th.
And what does that mean?
Six. And then 24 of the year? Six.
But that's total is, that would be 2/4 total. Is 12.
Two sixes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Keep going.
Reputation is the sixth album.
Gotcha.
The black and white change. I was like, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And I even thought her braid, the braid in her hair last night was like the snake. It was like a snake wrapping around her. I was like, it's coming. Uh-huh. It's coming. She's wearing black and white. It's coming. She hits us with a brand new album. And but Robbie was like, I told you.
Did you see what was hidden in that error message? You know, fake error message she had on her website?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Red herring.
What does that mean?
An anagram for red herring.
It was an anagram for red herring. And a red herring is something that you use to throw someone off the trail.
Oh, my God. I even looked up, because it's a 3, 2, 1. I was like, it's coming March 21st. That's the day the Kanye and Taylor phone call leaked. That's when all the like all the media posted about it. I was like, this is so genius. And it was all a new album. Brand new album.
I was, when she said my new album, I was like, for sure, oh, she's going to say Reputation. Yeah. Like, I never thought there was going to be a new album.
My kids were freaking out about
freaking
that.
Freaking out.
Crazy.
And then she posts the cover art, and then sure enough, it's black and white. I was like, I feel like a fool.
She got you good.
She got me good.
I was laughing because Crystal said she's like, I never speculate on these Easter eggs, and I was involved and put like a clown face like the first time I joined.
Yeah, I really felt like a clown yesterday.
Reputation's going to come
not
eventually.
Not until next year now. I realize the pattern. Do you want to see the pattern? Hold on.
Oh, great.
Here's the pattern.
By the way, while she's looking that up, my kids were also freaking out about Olivia performing Vampire and Taylor standing up and singing along.
But did she know the words?
Oh, did she
did
not?
Did Taylor seem to know the words?
Well, I don't know
yeah,
about
she
that.
Did.
Are you sure? It looked like she was.
I just thought that is the way to do it. Like, Taylor just knows how to do everything. Because you know the camera's going to be on you because everyone thinks the song is about you. So you just stand up and you enjoy it and you say, you go, Olivia, and just diffuse everything.
Okay, here's the pattern.
Okay.
2020, we got new music. We got Folklore and Evermore.
Okay.
2021, we got the Fearless Taylor's version and Red Taylor's version. Okay. See the pattern?
Mm-hmm.
To 2022, we got new music. We got Midnights.
Mm-hmm.
2023, we got Speak Now Taylor's version and 1989 Taylor's version. So 2024, we're going to get new music. Just this album,
and then next
year we'll get Reputation, Taylor's version, and then the debut album, Taylor's version. Okay. So,
unless the red herring is all year long.
Well, she got me good, but let me tell you, I'm excited about this album.
Me too, but did you see that there's like this whole thing that Joe Alwyn's in this like...
Yes, that's the whole thing!
It's called Tortured
Men's Society.
Yeah.
And he has like a group chat with his friends, or maybe one friend, called Tortured Man Society. So now this album is Tortured Poets
Department.
So it's obviously an album about Joe Alwyn. And did you look up the date April? What is it? April 19th?
Yes.
It's like the Revolutionary War or something.
But she...
Can you fact check that?
April 19th was the Revolutionary
War. Yeah. I got it in a group chat somewhere. Hold on.
She's got it. 1 second. But here's my thing. She said, I've been keeping a secret for 2 years.
Right.
So how can it be a Joe Alwyn for... They broke up 2 years ago? Oh, I've thrown her. I've thrown her off.
Fact checker.
Maybe, but Midnights has come out since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I think she's toying with us with the 2 years thing.
Or maybe she already wrote these songs and they can have whatever meaning they need to have. People are going to speculate about every song she releases.
Oh, yeah, okay. So April 19th, it's Joe over. The American Revolution begun in 1775 on that day.
Why do you think that has anything to do with, like, I'm sure other things happened on that day in history. Wait,
an American striking back against a British person? Is this Taylor Swift's tea party?
I guess.
What was our Tanya-ism of a reach last week? That's a reach.
That is not a reach.
That one's a reach.
That's a reach.
That's not a reach.
You guys, April 19th, the first episode of The Simpsons aired in 1987. Think about it.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with Joe Alwyn.
Neither does the Revolutionary War.
It means war against Joe Alwyn.
I don't think she cares that much.
Oh, that's what you think. That's what you think, my dear.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then she had the clock on that had the midnight. That was a nice little treat.
Yeah.
I was unsure about the hair with the outfit. I liked both, I think, separately. I would love to see her with just a middle part or like sleek, like an Alex, like how Alex Earl did her hair last night. Taylor with that would be like insane.
Yeah. I was confused by the outfit myself. Like, I thought the dress was pretty, the gloves were cool, the shoes were fine, but altogether it was like a little mix.
It makes sense though, in the black and white aspect, because I was like, this is so random. Yeah. It was such a random look until she
announced
her. But
like, to match your gloves with your shoes, to me, like, I don't know. It's my girl.
Fashion police.
Yeah, fashion police over here. I mean, she can do no wrong, in my opinion.
She did do some wrong, in my opinion.
Mm. Oh.
Because she won Album of the Year, and she gets presented by the icon. Before there was Taylor Swift in my life, there was Celine Dion.
Mm. Right.
She was my childhood. My icon, my hero, mm-hmm. The Voice.
I mean, I'm with you.
She's been ill. No one's seen her. We're like, is she okay? Are we going to see her again?
Not even like ill, like that stiff person syndrome.
Yeah,
it sounds
stiff
person, horrible.
Something that people don't even know what it
yes,
is.
Yes, yeah. It sounds awful.
Just concern. And she comes out to present Album of the Year to Taylor Swift. I was like, this is so iconic. Celine Dion presenting Taylor Swift. Taylor doesn't even look her in the eye.
Okay.
She could have been anybody on the planet.
Okay. But you guys.
She could have been a shelf where an award was sitting.
Okay. Taylor Swift is just so always like intentional with like how she approaches people that any other person, I'd be like, oh, she was frazzled. I was so confused.
She was so frazzled. Oh my God. She's winning. She's making history in this win.
Do you know how many awards she's won?
Do you know
life?
How many times she's made 100. History?
Yes, a lot of
not
times.
A lot.
She's, I think, done a lot of historical
sure.
things.
And she was overwhelmed by emotion. She didn't realize what she was doing. I think she was so excited to just get up there. You know, like, we don't know what that feels like.
No, we don't. We don't know what it feels like. But
it's such a blur. Like, it's probably like, blah.
I gasped. And maybe that was just, it was a moment where she wasn't, like, on. And she was just like, whoa, I just won. It felt awkward her dragging Lana up because it felt like Lana
that
didn't want to go.
Awkward,
so she
yes.
may have been thrown off by doing that.
Yeah, Lana was like.
But she was hugging everybody on stage. I kept waiting for her to get to Celine Dion because they're going to have a moment. She's going to like, you know, bow in front of her, all this stuff. And she's like, takes the award out of her hands.
Celine even looked like shook.
She did.
I would have bowed. I would have been like, oh, I am not worthy.
Yes.
But that's me. Taylor's
but
different.
Even how Miley did with Mariah Carey was like that feeling of like an icon handing, you're an icon and you're getting an icon from your icon.
Yeah.
It was just very unlike Taylor. I think that's what threw people off.
Yeah, I understand. But I'm going to give Taylor the benefit of the doubt.
Here's the thing. I'm a ride or die Taylor. I love Taylor forever. Everything she does is going to be criticized. But I'm just saying it. I gasped. I was like,
it was not a good look. I'm not gonna lie, it was not a good look.
She didn't even make eye contact. Yeah.
She's like, thanks.
And then she's like, Lana Del Rey like paved a way for women to write music. And I'm like, what about her? Mm-hmm.
I pay more respect to the Starbucks pickup box when I grab my coffee on the way out.
I
order
do
ahead.
Think, I do feel like she
That's
just
so
got
true.
Overwhelmed.
Get your coffee. You're like, thank you.
I think it was bad timing. I think someone yelled something at her, like one of the people that went up with
like
her.
Like a heckler? Like a heckle?
No. Someone that was up on stage with her said something to her right when she was getting this, grabbing the statue. And so it was just maybe bad timing. But there was a photo of them after, and I do appreciate Tree Payne getting on that.
Yeah, she is the best in the business.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see her like hugging Celine because it felt like she... you know, she realized what she had done, what she hath done.
She hath brought.
Yeah. But anyways, that was really cool that Celine came out.
So good job, Grammys. That was
good
a fun
job.
Show.
Good job, Grammys. If we could send one note to CBS. CBS, I love you. I am a Survivor fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the camera because it's serious. I am a Survivor fan through and through. I will never turn my back on you, CBS. And I adored the Grammys, watched on multiple televisions in my home. Please, next year, maybe just 1 hour shorter.
30 minutes. We'll take 30 minutes.
We'll take 30 minutes. Yeah.
Before we move on from the Grammys, the best performance of the night was Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs, in my opinion. That was the coolest thing that Tracy Chapman came out and started.
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, the original, is number one on iTunes today.
Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah. You know, I'm going to argue that as best performance because I think Dua Lipa really turned it out.
You're kidding.
No,
you're kidding.
Serious.
Wow.
Serious.
Hot take.
Yeah. Hot take.
Fire hot take. Yeah.
Did you see her? Came out with a new song, bam, on like a whatever Rubik's Cube looking thing, bam, with her ass hanging out, bam, with her ex-boyfriend front row center, bam.
She looked great. Yeah. I'll give her that.
Houdini, bam, into what was the last one
Dance
she did?
The Night.
Dance the Night, which is like the song of the year. That was a performance, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think there's like the performance where it's like all the bells and whistles, the choreo, the stage setup. And then there's just like music, you know, where like someone's on the guitar singing a classic song. And it was like an icon that I don't think anyone expected Tracy to come out. So that was just really cool.
I sure did not expect that.
It was emotional. Okay. Speaking of emotional.
We're going to take a break and come back about that.
Yeah, because I had a mental breakdown sobbing last night.
Oh my God.
I know.
Why?
So we'll be back. I'll tell you
when
we
come back.
I have
a mental breakdown because my headband is so tight.
Yeah, you should take that off. It looks tight.
I know, but I've already committed to it. It's like it's on and now I can't take it off.
You can take it off.
I can't take it off because I have a big dent in my hair.
Well, that's not good for your brain circulation. Okay, we'll figure this out. We'll be right back. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here you can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. Tanya still has her headband on. Is it squeezing the few brain cells that are working in there?
Yeah.
That explains the Dua Lipa thing.
I think people will back me on that Dua Lipa performance. Anybody out there?
No, I was joking. That's what my sisters and I always say. We have like one brain cell working. So it just, I will say
today, like normally I fly out of bed and I feel like I'm thriving. And today I feel like I'm just getting by.
I know
I'm
people surviving. Are going to be like, Becca's so mean, but that was so beautifully placed. I'm sorry. Sorry, because you posted you're normally thriving and today you're surviving. And, yeah. And I think it might be, it's just too tight.
It's just, I'm on just.
Let's see what it looks like if you take it off.
Oh. Oh my God.
There's no dent. You don't have a dent.
Oh. That's Billy Ray Cyrus in the movie.
It looks fierce.
That's like Miley Cyrus from last night a little bit. Like, yeah. Oh my.
It really isn't bad. I would just fluff it a little bit and there's no dent. Give yourself a break.
No, I already committed.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to hurt putting it back on.
You know?
Wow. She's back.
She's back. The headband makes me feel put together, so I think I need to leave it on.
Oh, I do think Dua Lipa had one of the best red carpet looks. Like, she looked flawless.
Yeah.
Queen. Like, I think she's just stunning. Okay. So, after the Grammys, I...
Had a MTB.
Yeah, because I... Phoebe's weirdly been putting... Like, she'll just go lay in bed by herself on top of the bed. Normally, she goes under the bed, but recently, she's been wanting to get on top of the bed by herself. And it just made me realize, like, she's getting older, and I started thinking about having to live life without her one day, and I got, like, I was sobbing, and Haley was trying not to laugh, because I knew
Wait, this
like,
is the weirdest thing. Robbie's been thinking this lately, too, about Sunny.
Sunny's, like, two.
I know. That's what I keep telling him, but he's having the same exact thoughts as you are.
It's
he's
so...
like, I've never loved a dog like this, and I'm realizing, like,
One day.
And he's getting like really sad about it.
It got really heavy and dark, and I got Phoebe really anxious and stressed because I was crying so hard. So she was like panting like help. But I got so upset. And Haley's like, we have a long time left with Phoebe.
How old is Phoebe?
Six. They can live into their late teens.
Because they're tiny dogs. Yeah, live a long time.
Yeah, but she's got some health issues. So. Mm. But did I already talk about this on the podcast about how I figured out all my fragrances were...
I don't think you talked about the podcast.
Okay. I have been to every doctor and spent insane amount of money trying to get Phoebe's... She has a collapsed trachea. That is true. But she is coughing constantly at night. And I was like, I'm not sleeping at all. Haley's not sleeping. I feel horrible for Phoebe. So I would drop her off at Heidi, her sitter, and I would always be like, how was Phoebe's cough? And she goes, oh my gosh, she didn't cough at all. It was totally fine. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
So every morning when I make my bed, I spray a room spray, just to make it fresh, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. make my bed, spray my room spray. And I realized that's what Phoebe's sleeping on. So I had texted Heidi, what are you doing? Like, what's your routine when Phoebe's there? And she looked it up and she was like, we don't use any perfumes. We use fragrance-free detergent. We are very sensitive to smells and chemicals or whatever. So it could be that. And I started thinking about where I spray that room spray, which is on the couch and on my bed, which is where Phoebe lays and she coughs. So I stopped doing it. Has barely coughed.
Wow.
When you posted that, I literally was like, how did I not think to tell you that?
Not a single vet told me.
But also, like, who's still using room spray and chemicals on their stuff?
Oh, me? I don't know.
It's so toxic.
Yeah, well, I haven't done it since.
So toxic.
I know. I love, you know, like, I love when my home smells delicious. And
I know. I used to be the same way. And, you know, stale.
Just giving up?
I've given up.
You just like the stale smell now?
Now we're just a stale smelling home. And I'm proud of it because, you know, we're toxic free over here.
Love that for you.
But I've been looking into, Amanda Stan always posts these, like you can boil water and you put like cinnamon sticks in there and like stuff to like make your house smell really nice. I've always been wanting to try that.
Now's the time. Yeah. Well, I just stopped doing the room spray. I still have like, you know, the reed diffusers.
Oh.
Not the plug-in. Like they're the sticks.
Still bad.
But she seems okay. We're all doing okay.
Okay.
So that will stay until further notice.
Okay, great.
But anyways, if you have a dog and you're like, wow, my dog coughs constantly, think about what you're spraying in the air. and cleaning with.
Crazy.
Because also we use fragrance-free detergent because Haley's sensitive to it. So we already had that. It was just me just polluting her. I feel so guilty thinking.
That's how I felt about my vagina too when I was using detergent.
It's just the same. It's the same thing.
It is.
My dog coughing, losing years off her life, and your vagina getting irritated.
Have you apologized to your vagina?
I did. Are you kidding me?
Good.
I was like, I'm so
has it forgiven
sorry.
You? Has she forgiven you?
Jury's still out.
Okay.
How do you know it's a she?
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother conversation. So, anyways.
Anywho. I'm happy for Phoebe. Phoebe's going to have a long life ahead
Thank
of her.
Thank you.
Don't
I needed
you worry.
That. It was really dark.
Yeah.
And it was sad. And I really appreciated it. I really appreciated Haley trying her best to be supportive, but she was giggling while I was sobbing. So
I was kind of doing the same thing to Robbie. Not giggling, but like. She's two.
Yeah.
We have a long life. We have so much life to live with her.
Yeah. So much life.
Yeah.
This is totally off topic, but last week, before we did the podcast, you met Kate Hudson, who is one of my all time favorite celebrities. And you didn't even talk about it. And then you just post a reel about it. And
I know. I was like, I'm going to apologize for that because that is really cool. I am also obsessed with Kate Hudson. To me, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days was built around like me. Like I was the friend, you know, that was always like, what am I doing wrong? That Andy Anderson wrote the piece for so that she didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
So I always felt so connected to that story.
Yeah.
And she, to me, Kate Hudson is Andy Anderson in real life. Just cute as a cucumber.
And cool
and smiley and engaging. So cute.
I've just been obsessed with her since How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And to know that she is Andy Anderson, like that yellow dress.
I wanted to wear that to prom.
Me too.
I wanted so badly to wear that to prom my senior year.
Everyone did. That was such a moment for our age group.
Yeah. She really is like that.
Yeah. I think that sometimes you need to let me know who you interview because I think you get to do so many cool things that you forget how cool they are.
I know. And you know what? I made a mental note because I was like, she did a lot of interviews that day. I should have flagged it. Now that we have Sam here, we should have asked to have Kate Hudson scrub in. I'm sure she was in the building while we were recording the podcast.
She might have been.
Yeah.
Like, hello, ding dong.
I know. Just like when you're going to ask Selena next time you're with her.
Well, let me tell you who said yes to coming onto this podcast.
Sorry, that's the wrong button. I hit the wrong button.
There's the
right button. It's a long timpani, but it's going to be.
Aline Kashishian.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you. I did the Lord's work.
For all of those who are not in the industry, can you
explain?
There might be a few people listening who don't know.
So, well, she celebrated a birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday.
Now I know.
Do you actually?
No.
All of her clients were posting happy birthday to her, such as Jennifer Aniston, such as Selena Gomez, such as Olivia Rodrigo, such as Paul Rudd, such as Gwyneth Paltrow.
Such as.
So Aline Kashishian is like this powerhouse manager in Hollywood. And I went to a rare beauty event maybe 2 years ago and she spoke on like a panel. I didn't know who she was, except I knew through Selena that was her, Selena's manager. But she was speaking at this rare beauty event and I was so inspired by her just because like she is behind so many of these huge things that are pop culture. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I was like so inspired by her. I went up to her after class. It was an event. I was like taking notes.
Honestly, so on brand.
Yeah, totally. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I love you. And then I told her like I'm friends with Raquel. We're writing this book. So Aline actually wrote a, I'm blanking on what it's called. An endorsement. She basically wrote an endorsement for our book for the Sunshine Mind. And we've been in touch and she's just, I think she's like a really powerhouse woman. She left like a big firm to start her own thing and like all her clients went with her. So I don't know. I just think her story is really inspiring. She's just really cool. And I wanted her to come on and just kind of share some of these stories. And so she said yes. So now we're just going to try and book her and Prepare to be amazed. Prepare
for class. We're going to Diane Sawyer that interview.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do.
Because I also, I don't want to get things wrong because I don't know, obviously I don't know the ins and outs of these things, but like Rare Beauty, hugely inspired and, you know, by, from Aline. I don't know about Goop, but I know that Gwyneth is a client of hers, you know, and I'm just so curious about her thought process behind, like, she's taking these actors and actresses and songwriters and you know, but also giving them a different, like a thing.
Yeah, like a brand.
Like a brand, yeah. So like Gwyneth Paltrow is Gwyneth Paltrow. She's an actress, award-winning actress, but now she has Goop, which is like a whole other thing. Same with Selena. Selena Gomez is Selena Gomez, but now she has Rare, which is like a whole other empire in itself.
And Jennifer Aniston has her hair care line.
Exactly.
Lovely? I should know. What kind of fan am I?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's very exciting. Good work.
Thank you so much. I slid into the DMs.
Lola V?
Yeah. Lola V, yeah. What did I say? Lolavi?
Lovali.
Listen, I knew some of the letters in it.
But I slid into the DMs. It felt very like, I felt like, I don't know, it was cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It's vulnerable.
It is vulnerable.
Anytime you ask something and they leave you on read or they're like, not right now, it's always kind of like, okay.
And I don't know how active she is on socials. Like, I don't think she's checking her Instagram every day. So I was very nervous to like send it. But I lucked out because it was her birthday, so she was active.
Oh, yeah. She was seeing all her posts.
Oh, smart.
Good timing.
What a strategy.
Thank you.
I'm back in my A game, in my follicular phase,
honestly,
doing thing.
I might start sliding in on people's birthdays knowing that they're going to be checking to see who shouted them out.
You're welcome.
Great idea.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the Jason Tartik and the money talk.
Yeah, did you want to talk about your Nick Lachey video? Because I would like justice for Nick Lachey.
Okay, so this is not a big story. This is just Nick Lachey, who is from 98 Degrees, heartthrob of the 90s,
married
early
2000s.
Married to Vanessa Lachey.
He had a very famous relationship with Jessica Simpson.
And don't they have the same birthday?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Vanessa and Nick.
Oh, wow.
What a random thing that was in my brain.
There was, all though. The knowledge you have, and that's what popped up.
Yeah.
Wow. I weirdly know that too for some reason.
He posted a video of him singing a Halsey song, acoustic.
Thinking you could live without me. That's the song.
Without Me, I think, is what the song is, right?
Is it?
That's it,
Okay.
Well, you got a performance by Tanya. And the comments were just like so brutal. And I can't explain it. And I don't know if it's one of those TikTok things where, like, it's so crazy how TikTok, one person can have an opinion and it can switch the minds or the opinions of so many other people. It's like one person says, like, oh my God, this is cringe. And then someone who would maybe enjoy that on another platform is like, oh my gosh, this is so cringe.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
But it went very south. And the comments were like, a lot of people were saying it was giving Ken and Barbie when he's like, I want to play you a song. And some of the comments were like, when you're on a third date and he whips out a guitar and says he's never done this before. People were like, it's giving 28 degrees.
Oh,
And someone said the crazy part is he taped this, watched it, and then said, yep, this is the one posted. And then it's giving Ken. So anyways, it was bad. It's rough. It's vulnerable. When you post on TikTok, anything can happen. It's just, you got to know. And then Bethany Frankel came out and she was like, why do we do this? Why are we so mean? He did nothing wrong. He's a guy who posted a video of him singing. People do that every day on this app. And y'all chose that it was cringe. And I will not, like, basically, I'm not standing for it. And so I tell Tanya about it. She has no idea.
No, I'd never seen it once.
When I say I haven't escaped this video, it's like popping up on people stitching it or duetting it. Like, girls will do.
Do you know what's crazy though? After you told me about it, it started showing up in my thing, and I'm like,
it does.
Someone's listening.
It'll be like girls duetting it, and they're acting like they're in the room with them. Like, oh yeah.
I see nothing wrong with this video. It's this guy who's like enjoying himself in the music space, expressing himself, and he's like doing a good job. He sounds good. Sounds better than I could.
Yeah, me too. I'll give him that.
It's kind of a low bar, really. I'm just saying. You're not a singer.
We're really
singer.
Coming for Tanya today.
Yeah.
You don't deserve
justice
it.
For Tanya don't justice today for with Tanya.
He didn't need this extra pressure.
No, like his extra survival mode.
Anyways, it was a reminder of when Tanya reacted to it and was like, I see nothing wrong with this. I was thinking, did I just read these comments and get persuaded to think that this is, I mean,
you it's, did because I watched it and I was pretty... like, good job, Nick. Let's get back on this dude.
No, I think the Barbie reference really got me. It was funny.
That was funny.
Okay, so you listened or saw an article that Jason Tartick was talking about, like money and relationships or something?
Yeah. So he. It was a headline that actually really got me. Good job, People. I think it was People.
Stay tuned because we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, it was People. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. So you saw a People headline.
Yes.
About Jason.
I did. So it was People magazine, and the headline was something like the one thing Jason Tartick would do all over again, or it was something very...
No, it's...
What?
Is it the 8 essential financial questions?
No.
Oh.
No. It was like somebody had posted it, and it was like very clickbaity, but it worked on me. He has an upcoming book that's called Talk Money to Me, the 8 Essential Financial Questions to Discuss with Your Partner. And so he's obviously promoting that book. But he was talking about how he did the one thing that he is constantly preaching to people not to do in a relationship. And that's basically he moved into his girlfriend's home without discussing any sort of financial questions. And so he, in the book, he shares these things that he thinks are important to discuss before you move in with your partner. And he wrote credit score. I didn't know hers. She didn't know mine.
Is he talking about Caitlin in this?
Yeah, Caitlin Bristow.
He said his Caitlin? Ex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Total income. A guessing game for both of us. The fact that they moved into a home together and never discussed their total income.
Well, they must be well off if... I mean,
that's even what I would think.
Yeah. Even in your well off, is that not something that you ask? Like, no, hey, bro, how much do you make in a year? We're about to move in together?
No, I think it's important to know, but they probably knew they're in a place where they could move, that they're in a comfortable place to move forward in that.
Total debt, he said, a real his and her mystery. Annual spending habits. We never discussed it and, of course, didn't put together a budget. How bills would be split. Zero plan in place. Joint account. Wasn't a conversation and wasn't implemented until years after the move. Purchased a joint living asset without a contract, Hello Ramen, which is their dog. 4 months later, purchased another living asset without a contract, Love You Pino, which is their second dog they bought. Net worth, although wildly incorrect information, Google has more info on us than conversations we had with each other about it.
Wow.
Retirement goals, I had no clue when she wanted to retire and vice versa.
Some of that is, you know, whatever, but the not deciding how you're going to split things up when you move in together is odd. Like even just basic utilities, who's paying for that? It's got to be a conversation.
Yeah, and I also think too, like, I just think now, like things are so different, especially because women are working and like mm-hmm. there are a lot of dual, what are they called? Dinks, dual income, no kids, yes. households.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, the fact that they lived together and didn't know, like, again, some of this stuff, like, I don't know Robbie's credit score. I don't even know my own credit score right now, to be honest, off the top of my head. But some of this stuff I don't think is necessary. But the fact that they didn't discuss any of that stuff to me is so wild.
Have you and Robbie talked about this stuff?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're actually, if anybody's out there and knows a good financial planner, please holler at your girl because we're good. Like, we've obviously discussed a lot of this type of stuff, like, kind of like the bills, our total debt, not credit score, total income, all that, like retirement goals. We've discussed all these things, but we're not really good at like putting a financial plan in place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do that. I'm not great with budgeting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to like sit down with somebody to do all that kind of stuff. But I do think that these conversations are super important to have with somebody, especially before you move in with them.
I do too. And I think that especially when you're living with independent incomes and you're both, it's not something you discuss. It's assumed probably, there's probably assumptions that are made from one party that the other's not either agreeing to or has a different assumption. So I'm actually, I think eventually, like in the near future, Haley and I will probably move. I mean, I say we basically live together. We just have two places, but I think we'll move into one place together. And I think it's really important to discuss like, just things that we probably haven't even brought up yet.
Yeah. Well, because you're right. Like right now you guys do have two separate homes. So yeah. You're still individuals.
Right. You know That's what I'm mean? Saying. Like, it's not merged.
It's not merged. But once you live in the same house, like it's merged.
Yeah. I think it's really important.
So once I find my financial planner, I'll send them on over your way too.
Thank you.
It is. It's so interesting to me, you know? Like,
well, also it's probably interesting right now because even talking about the wedding stuff is like, you know, having to think about the financial and because it's so expensive to plan. And it's like, you know, how are we doing this? So
and I think again, back in the old days, there was this, you know, it's like the bride's parents pay for the wedding, you know, and it's like now we're older. So it's like, I don't want it all coming from, you know, my parents are going to help, but it's like, I don't want it all to come from. I want to contribute. Mm-hmm. I want Robbie to contribute. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be all of us contributing. I just don't want that to be the case.
Yeah. No, I think it's smart.
Yeah. So I might check out Jason Tartik's book.
He might be a great financial advisor. I don't know.
He might be a little expensive. I don't know.
Maybe he can reference somebody. He can refer you to
That's
somebody.
That's actually a good idea. I'm sure he knows somebody that.
Yeah, I feel like he knows everybody in that world.
Yeah.
At the iHeart Festival a couple of years ago, we were like in a bus going to the venue and everyone's partying. All the Bachelor people are on there. Everyone's just like, lights flash and music's all loud. Jason's in the front seat with me just screaming, going, bro, you got to buy Series I, treasurydirect.gov. Write this down. Series I bonds. Write this down, bro. Write this down. I was like, yeah, sure.
Did you do it?
I sure did.
Yeah.
And it was a very safe investment. I made a lot of money.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that was just like, I was just making, I had to sit next to him. So I was just making conversation. And he told me what to do. He's the best. We love Jason Tartik over here.
Yeah. Maybe we get him on.
Yeah. I think he'd be a great guest.
I think
he has a lot of information that is stuff that we've always found like I remember growing up thinking about budgeting and financial stuff as being the most boring. I'm like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to learn about it. And now I'm in a place where I'm like, I wish someone had taught me
about
it. And
it's so interesting because like there's you know, some married people all just put their money into like one pot and it's like one pot and then everything goes from that pot. And then I know some people who have a joint pot, but then they have their individual bank accounts and they split their, whenever they get their, you know, their work payments, it gets split between their accounts. It also gets tricky too. Like I remember I was talking to Teddy Mellencamp about this because, you know, Robbie does have two kids prior to us. And so it's like, where does that come into play? You know what I mean? Like who's responsible for what? And so it's just, it's very interesting. There's not one way to do it. You know, it's like whatever the way you want to do it.
Wait, did you and Robbie discuss the buying a dog and what would happen? Who would get the dog?
Well, I think at the point when we got Sunny, we were kind of at the point in our relationship where we knew we were going to end up together. For me, at least. I don't know about him.
But you didn't have a ring yet. So I did not have a ring. You still had your apartment.
I still had my apartment. But I also think that the timeline of our relationship was obviously different than, you know what I mean? Like I was trying to be patient to be on his, when he was comfortable, you know, to like move the relationship forward. But I feel like when we got Sunny, we were both under the impression that like this was our end game.
Gotcha.
But no, we didn't really talk about what would happen if we broke up. What would happen to Sunny?
Yeah.
I would take her, obviously.
I don't know. After hearing how emotional he got, that would have been a battle.
That would have been a battle.
Well, October 24th. That's Jason Tardik's birthday. So you can slide right into his DMs on that day and get him on the show.
Kind of a wall. He's a Scorpio.
That's the plan,
interesting.
Though.
Might just slide in today. I'm feeling good off my Aline because she's going to win. You know, I'm just going to keep sliding and getting our guests.
Keep sliding. Actually, speaking of sliding, Alex Cooper posted a TikTok today and she was saying how I guess she and her husband own their business or company together. And she said he had the whole team like work remote today because of the weather in L.A. And she's from the East Coast. And she's like, East Coast people, just imagine it rains and your boss says, stay home, take the day off. She's like, New York, it's like it's iced over and they're like, slide to work. Anyways, thought that was funny.
I slid into her DMs too, but she didn't see it.
If she didn't see it, it's okay. Yeah. It's when they've, when it's a scene.
I actually don't know, but it was because apparently she has to go gluten-free because of some things she has. And I was like, oh girl, it's okay. You can still have pasta. There's tons of gluten-free good options here in LA.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know, it was very helpful.
So
gave her a list of good places.
That's so cute.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we have one email, and Mark, you can take it away.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. Thank you so much, Becca. Hey, Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton, I have a new job that requires me to start work in the office at 5:30 a.m. I'm having such a hard time getting up at 4 a.m. every day. Mark and Tanya, any advice for getting up early? Can you walk me through your night and morning routine from a seriously tired scrubber? Not sure why she went anonymous for something so impersonal, but she did.
I appreciate that East and I were not included in that. And I feel like Easton should be. I definitely shouldn't be included in the advice column. But y'all three should help a scrubber out.
Let me tell you something, Anonymous. The key to a productive morning routine is a good nighttime routine.
Preach.
Yeah. Wow. So I make sure that I have no stone is left unturned before I go to bed. My lunch is packed. My coffee maker, the grind's already emptied out of the grinder. So all I have to do is like put new beans. You know what I mean? Like everything prep wise, my clothes are set out. My shoes are set out. My vitamins are already packed and in their thing. Like I'm already set up to where I just have to shower, slide into my clothes, gather my things and head out the door. My water bottle's filled up. Everything's done before I go to sleep. That is the key to a successful morning routine.
Look, we're both cancers, but I couldn't agree more with everything you just said.
Yeah.
Honestly, I set everything out the night before. Water, lunch, clothes, everything. And I back time it. If I got to get up at 4, then I'm going to bed at 9. That's 7 hours. Now, because I know it's really probably going to be 9:30, but I'm pretty strict about that. I got to get my 6.5 or so.
Yeah.
And another thing, resist the temptation. Now, look, I'm old. It's easy for me. But if you stay up till 3 in the morning on the weekend and then you sleep till noon, you're screwed the following week.
Yeah. You know, this book that I'm reading, the new, you know, I'm into books now.
Wait, what is it?
You know, Robbie and I started reading at night.
No, this is new information.
Oh, I didn't tell you this?
No.
Oh, we have like a little, our own little book club, but Robbie didn't like it so much, so he switched to a different book.
There's a tug of war going on because she wants all self-help
books. It's a self-help book.
And he'd like to explore other genres, perhaps.
You read self-help at night?
Yeah.
It's you're like, not supposed to do that.
Why?
Because they say you're supposed to do something that's like fantasy fiction based so that your brain can drift off. And when you have self-help, it keeps your brain going on like what you need to focus on.
Well, let me tell you, I can drift off from not quite nicely after this, so I'm not having any problems there. But in this book, it does also talk about the same thing about have like
habit stacking.
The book
is it called Atomic Habits?
No, I'll find it for you. It's actually quite nice. But it talks about the importance of keeping that routine consistent during the week and on the weekends because a lot of people will go to bed at like 2 a.m. on the weekends and then try and make it up on the weeks and it just does not work.
And we don't know anything about you, tired scrubber. Maybe you are young and you want to have a social life and that is going to be a challenge for you.
It's going to be a very tough challenge.
They say that, you know, the younger generation right now, they're going to bed earlier, mm-hmm. they're prioritizing mm-hmm. sleep. So maybe that's good for you. But I try to do the 9:30 to 4 a.m. during the week. And on the weekends, I try to do 11 to 7. I try to get my 8 hours on the weekends, but be up by 7 a.m. And that way I got the whole day.
It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Acquire the secrets of success. Achieve everything you've always wanted. Personal property, financial security, power and influence, the ideal job, satisfying relationships, and a rewarding and enjoyable life.
That's the longest title I've ever heard.
What's the main title? I think that under...
It's called The Magic of Thinking Big.
Okay.
That's
look it up.
Better. Yeah.
I feel like if you wake up at 4 a.m. every day on the week and then you wake up at 7, that is like sleeping in.
Oh, 7 is decadent for me. Yeah. I love it. Feels great.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all do it. 4 a.m. is middle of the night. And when it's just pitch black outside, you should be in bed sleeping.
But I have learned to appreciate things like the sunrise. I get to see the sunrise almost every day. And that is a beautiful thing. And not many people get to have
it that. It is true. I do believe a sunrise is definitely better than a sunset.
I don't agree, but I love when I catch a sunrise because I never see them.
Yeah.
So it's like beautiful. Seeing a rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so great. I love that.
Rainbow.
They're rare. It's rare for me. So, but sunsets I love because that's a good time for me.
Yeah.
To end the day. We don't have a Thursday episode because our guest that was supposed to come in couldn't get here because of the rain.
Yeah, she couldn't. She's respect, though.
Respect to her.
Respect. Danielle Romo.
Danielle Romo.
But we're going to get her next week.
We are going to get her next week.
If you're wondering who Danielle Romo is.
There might be a few people who don't know who Danielle Romo is.
So, Danielle Romo.
They'll know if you give us a birthday.
It's July 16th. I actually know that.
Very good.
So, she works on this podcast, Such Scrubbing In. And but she has a really big title. Well, actually, what is her title?
She oversees a lot of podcasts.
Radio. We took it out because it can't come. But anyway, she's been with this podcast for a very long time. I have also been working with her forever, like over a decade. And she's a very strong career woman, but she just had a baby. And I have so many questions about maternity leave because I just think it's the craziest thing. Like, maternity leave, like being so focused on your career and just like being all in and then birthing a child and being, I don't know, the whole thing is like so crazy to me.
I think there's a hard working job. And then I think there's being a mom. And I think being a mom, being a parent, but being a mom might be the hardest job in the world. So to take off a career that you're like working so hard to build and like putting so much of your energy and then shifting gears to this different type of hard job, obviously very rewarding both, but it's fascinating.
And then just coming back to work.
And then just coming back.
That to me is even weirder. Like you have thousands of emails. You've just been like in this abyss for however many months. And then you have to just get thrown back in. It is so crazy to me.
Yeah. So we're going to talk with her next week. And this Thursday, you can re-listen to this episode. Because it was a good one. It was a good episode.
It was pretty good.
Or go back and re-listen to the one about Tanya going off on the guy.
That was a good one too.
At the hot yoga place. Yeah, that was good.
Past few weeks have been good. So go back and listen to those if you're missing us on Thursday and all weekend if you want. And we love you so much.
Love you so much. Bye.
Okay, before we go, I just want to say you look very beautiful and I love your headband. And I'm sorry if I was if we were picking on you today.
Thank you.
I really like your headband. I'm sorry it's hurting your head, but so I do much. Love it with your look.
Thank you.
It does look very cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
Did Robbie tell you to do this?
No.
Oh.
Why? Why?
We'll get into that next week.
What a teaser. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.